Hello and welcome back to Unmask Your Mind. I'm your host, Annie Sousa, and I am so grateful you're here with me. Today's episode is one that's close to my heart. It's about boundaries. Boundaries are the invisible lines we draw to protect our time, energy, and emotional well-being. But let's be honest, actually setting them can feel like one of the hardest things in the world. I know because I've been there. I think we've all been there. I used to struggle so much with saying no. Whether it was to a work obligation, a family request, or even something small like answering a late night text, I would always say yes, even when every fiber of my being wanted to say no. The guilt was overwhelming, and I thought that setting boundaries would make me seem selfish, rude, unkind. But here's what I've learned. Boundaries aren't selfish. They're self-care in action. And they're not about shutting people out. They're not about you being rude. They're about making space for what truly matters. So today we're going to dive deep into why setting boundaries can feel so difficult, so uncomfortable in your body, especially if you've experienced trauma, if you have unresolved issues, or even if you're in a diagnosed neurodivergence like ADHD or autism, or diagnosed. I'll share my personal journey with boundaries, what I've learned, and practical tools you can use to set boundaries with confidence and kindness. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's unmask the power of boundaries together. Let's start with a big question. Why is it so hard to set boundaries? Oh my goodness, for many of us, it's so difficult. I have a friend and she is the master of boundaries. I see her, the way that she sets boundaries and the way she says no, and she's like so eloquent about it. But when it comes to me, it's always been so difficult. I don't know about you, if this resonates with you, because for many of us, the answers lies in our past. If you've experienced trauma, or if you've grown up in an environment where your needs weren't validated, you might have learned that it's safer to please others than to protect yourself. And if you're like me, someone who spent years masking undiagnosed ADHD and autism, you may have internalized the idea that your needs don't matter as much as fighting in or keeping the peace. I'll share an example from my personal experience, my life. So growing up, I often felt like I had to make everyone happy, even at my own expense. Why? Because I was loud. I would say inappropriate things. I was too much, right? So whether it was agreeing to plans I didn't want to attend to, or taking on responsibilities that actually weren't mine, I would say yes because I thought that's what good, and I'm air quoting here, people did. This pattern followed me into adulthood, where I found myself overcommitting at work, in relationships, social events, and even as a parent. It wasn't until I reached complete burnout that I realized something had to change. And to be honest, it was also part of being in a marriage that, yes, it wasn't a healthy one, that I realized, what about my boundaries? What about my feelings? And that's why I go, and I said before, our past experience. If you've endured childhood, something in your childhood, when I said trauma, it doesn't necessarily mean car accident, a situation of abuse, something very hard. It can be something as developmental trauma, something that you went through in your life, neglect, something, a sibling, something that you went through that your needs, you were the one that always had to give in. You were the one that had to be the one that had to keep your feelings completely controlled so that someone else would regulate themselves. Maybe parents that sadly, for whatever reasons, were not emotionally mature, were not emotionally where they were supposed to. So you were kind of like placing that grown-up role, a brother or a sister, a sibling that was dysregulated for whatever reason. Whatever the case may be, it put you in a place where you were kind of controlling your feelings so that other people would feel better. So you were sacrificing your needs for the greater good in a way. Now it sounds like, oh wow, what amazing person. So altruistic, right? But in reality, it's not healthy because you grew up thinking that and then your boundaries, poof, shattered, non-existent. So that pattern does follow through your adulthood, like in my case. So it is exhausting, right? In my case, I was so exhausted from saying yes to everyone else that I had no energy left for myself or for the things that truly matter to me. Does this sound familiar? If so, let me tell you this. You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Setting boundaries is a skill. Like any skill, it takes time and practice to learn. So when, like I said before, when you're doing something in your childhood, you are perfecting that skill, whether it's maladaptive, meaning not healthy, or adaptive, healthy. So now let's talk about how our past experiences are shaping the way we approach or shape the way we approach boundaries. For those of us with trauma, whether it's from childhood relationship or life events, like I just explained, we often develop, well, coping mechanisms that prioritize survival over self-care. So saying yes becomes a way to avoid conflict, to avoid rejection or criticism. For me, undiagnosed neurodivergence added another layer of complexity. As someone with ADHD and autism, I spent years masking, trying to fit into environments that didn't fully accept me. So masking taught me to ignore my own needs, to avoid standing out or being seen as loud, dramatic, too much, difficult. So one memory that stands out is from my first job, my employer. People were asking me constantly to take on extra work, even when I was drowning in tasks. But I would say yes. Why? Because I was terrified of being seen as lazy or uncooperative. Because you have to understand, I was always feeling fatigued and tired. I was feeling unmotivated all my life. So for me, this was a norm. So I would always say yes, 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 because that's what I felt I had to do. I didn't realize at the time that I was operating from a place of fear, shaped by years of trying to meet everybody else's expectations. If this resonates with you, I want you to know that it's okay to unlearn these patterns. Boundaries are about reprogramming those old narratives and choosing to prioritize yourself, not because you're selfish, but because you're worth it. So, Annie, how do we actually set boundaries without feeling like we're letting people down? Because that anxious feeling is horrible, right? That feeling of rejection, that feeling of anxiety that overwhelms us, that we feel that people are going to hate us, that we're going to let people down. Or for those that are neurodivergent or have undergone other things, that people are going to think that we're dumb or we don't know things or we're lazy. So here are some techniques that have helped me. Understand your triggers. This is important, and this is going to the past in some cases. Take a moment to reflect on what makes you say yes when you want to say no. Is it fear or conflict? Are you worried about being judged? Recognize these triggers, because by recognizing these triggers, that is the first step to changing them. Number two, reframe that guilt. For years, I thought saying no made me a bad person, and I would feel so guilty. Did I hurt their feelings? Am I doing this? All those Fs, all of these questions inside my head. But I've learned that guilt is just a sign that I'm stepping out of an old, maladaptive, unhelpful pattern. So try this mantra. Saying no doesn't make me mean. So again, saying no doesn't make me mean. It makes me mindful. It makes you mindful. Number three, practice simple scripts. If you're like me and get flustered in the moment, and I don't know about you guys, but that would happen and still happens to me. I get flustered in the moment and then I go back and I relive the moment and I'm like, oh, I should have said this. So if you're like me and you get flustered in the moment, having a script can be a lifesaver. So for example, thank you for thinking of me, but I can take more. I can take that on right now. So try to think of something that you're going to say ahead of time. So if someone approaches you, you already know what you're going to say. Think of that script. Again, thank you for thinking of me, but I can't take that on right now. Or, I love to help, but my schedule won't allow it. Those are two nice things to say. You're not coming on rude. Number four, start small. You don't have to set a boundary with the most difficult person in your life right away. That is very important. We often think that a life-changing thing that we need to do is going to be from big. Oh my God, I'm going to start changing all of these things. It's like dieting, right? No, we don't. Start small. So start with something low stakes, like declining a casual invitation. Something low. Number five, visualize success. When I first started setting boundaries, I visualized myself saying no confidently and kindly. Because that imaging, it would help me feel more prepared and less anxious. It does help. You start rewiring your brain. Guys, these techniques take practice. I'm not saying it's easy, but I promise that they get easier with time. The more you do them, the easier it gets. And every time you set a boundary, you're teaching others how to respect and value you. Because understand this, guys. If you're not setting boundaries, you are telling people how to treat you. You're letting them know that you are always there for everything. You're a pushover. Annie will do it. She always does it. So what type of value am I setting for myself in the eyes of others? So you need to teach others, this is how you respect me. This is how you value me. How many of you are always thinking, why is it that I say something like, and then you think of a coworker or someone, but when I say it, people just don't respect me. They don't react the same way as X, Y, or C person. It's because your actions, guys, because of this, because you're never putting boundaries, people don't see you that way. They don't respect and value you the same way. It's not because you're not valuable. It's not because you're not someone worthy of respect. It's because you are not putting yourself in that at that same level. Other people do. So when other people say the same thing, people react to them in a way that, oh, okay, they mean business. Let's respect them. But when you say it, it's like a little kid. So imagine you have a kid and you tell them, okay, guys, 5 more minutes and you have to take a bath. How many of your parents, right? 5 more minutes and you have to take a bath. But then you get distracted talking to a friend or you're tired, which, come on, I don't know about you, but I've been there. And you get tired. But if you're not consistent with your kid and you do it often, then those 5 minutes and you take a bath mean nothing to your kids. And they're like, yeah, right. And then you get upset like, guys, I said 5 more minutes. But then your kid's mind is like, yeah, but you always say 5 minutes and it takes 10. Or then you just don't rush us. Or your 5 minutes are not really 5 minutes, right? Because your actions are not matching your words. So if you want people to respect you and value you and take you seriously, those boundaries are vital. You need to act the way that you see your worth and your value. People need to value you that way. So let me share a recent story of how I've been working on boundaries in my own life. And just so you know, this is an ongoing battle. I'm not saying that I'm cured, I'm easy on boundaries. This, for me, you can talk to any of my friends, is something that I have to work on every single day. So a few months ago, a close friend asked me to help out. Normally, I would have said yes without even thinking about it. However, this time, I paused and checked in with myself. I realized that saying yes would mean sacrificing time I needed for my kiddos, for my mental health. Listen, I'm a single mom. I'm going through a lot of transitions right now. I needed to take that pause. So I said no. I was honest and kind, and I explained my reasons. And obviously, this friend didn't get upset. I'm not going to lie. It was a surprise to me because I'm starting this. But they didn't get upset. They respected my decision. That moment was a turning point for me. It reminded me that setting boundaries isn't about pushing people away. It's about showing up in a way that's authentic and sustainable. If I can do this, so can you guys. I know it's not easy. I understand that anxious feeling that you feel, that cold, you freeze, and it's horrible, and it's a feeling that is indescribable. I understand it. But boundaries are so necessary for your self-worth, for you to start doing all that healing. They're a form of self-love, and you deserve that. So let's practice setting a boundary together. Step one, think of a situation where you've been saying yes when you want to say no. Oh, by the way, the first, I remember another time I set a boundary, so this might help you, was, and this is very simple, and I did this with another close friend who she's been pivotal in helping me with this. Something as simple as, because this is how bad I am with boundaries, or I've been with boundaries, guys, I kid you not, going out with friends to eat. I was the person that everybody would say what they wanted, and I would say, sure, it's okay. You guys, I am a person that I don't like red meat a lot. Like, I just, the sensory aspect of it is very difficult to me. But I would say, sure. And for me, one of the first things, my therapist, when we were doing this work, try with your closest friend, like I told you guys, that you feel the safest to say, no, I don't like that. How about this time we go here? You guys, I'm not joking. The first time I did that, it was so petrifying. I cannot explain it. To those of you that this resonates with, you understand. It is very anxiety provoking, but it got easier with time. And when I gave you that example of my friend, of how she asked me for a help and I was able to say no, that helped as well. So it does get easier, but it is a battle that you have to keep working on. So going back to what I was saying, let's practice setting boundaries together. Think of a situation or where you've been saying yes when you want to say no. Step two, write down a simple script that you can use to set a boundary. For example, I appreciate the offer, but I need to prioritize my time right now. Or I appreciate the offer, but I don't have time for that right now. Does that seem harsh to you? Do you feel uncomfortable as you say that? Remember, it doesn't make you mean, it makes you mindful. You can say, thank you for thinking of me, but I can't take that on right now. See? Think of that. Think of the script. Write down that simple script. Now, step three. Visualize yourself saying this with confidence and kindness. Guys, the imagery is so helpful. So just clear your head, and if you have to try this over and over, it will help you. Take a deep breath and remind yourself, setting boundaries is an act of self-care. Take your time doing this, you guys. It's worth it. Here's what I want you to take away from today. Boundaries aren't about rejection. They are about connection. They connect you to your values, your priorities, and your best self. So every time you set a boundary, you're choosing to honor yourself, and that's not selfish. It's brave. I hope this helps. Thank you for joining me today. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might need to hear it and hear from this content. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me on Instagram at unmask.yourmind, your.mind. Sorry about that. Until next time, take care of yourself. You are worth it.